This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Reagan Mertz, here with your top stories this Thursday. The two Republican candidates running for Garfield County Sheriff agree that illegal drug sales are one of the biggest public safety issues facing the region. But as Eleanor Bennett reports, they have different strategies for tackling it.
Dan Loya is currently the undersheriff for Eagle County. At a recent debate in Rifle, he said he wants to focus on partnering with federal agencies to tackle major drug trafficking, especially along I-70.
Now we have the fentanyl issue. That can be devastating. That's the root of all evil. That goes to car break-ins, issues at home, construction sites being broken into.
But Loya's opponent, Brent Baker, disagreed. Baker is the patrol lieutenant for Garfield County. He said he wants to get drug dealers out of local neighborhoods first.
Where do you want your deputies? Do you want them focusing on the drug house next to you, or do you want them on the interstate? I want them focusing on my neighbors who are causing me problems.
No Democrats or independents are running for Garfield County Sheriff, so the Republican primary on June 30th will decide the race. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
The two Democratic candidates for Eagle County Sheriff agreed that the agency lacks structure, but they differ on how to address the issue. Aspen Public Radio's Hannah Weaver reports.
Candidates Rebecca Anderson and Jason Boston both say the biggest problem in the Eagle County Sheriff's Office is its top-heavy management structure. Boston is the chief investigator at the 5th Judicial District Attorney's Office. Previously, he worked at the Sheriff's Office as a deputy in El Jebel and Basalt. He says reorganizing will help the agency serve the community more effectively.
When you only have one person that's in charge or two people that are in charge, you're not properly managing those departments that are so crucial to the overall success of the sheriff's office, but also to the overall public safety of the community.
Anderson also previously worked for the Eagle County Sheriff's Office. She's now a deputy at the Vail Police Department. She suggests creating individualized plans for the different towns across the county as a way to restructure.
With the diversity of Eagle County, things are very different in those communities, and the policing cannot be one size fits all. It needs to be really formatted for what those communities want, how they want their police officers to work. And right now, I don't think that that's happening.
The winner of the Democratic primary on June 30th will face incumbent Republican James Van Beek in the general election on November 3rd. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Hannah Weaver.
Voters can find their polling places, learn about how to register to vote, and see who's on the ballot by reviewing Aspen Public Radio's 2026 primary election guide. That's at aspenpublicradio.org. In regional news, a legal dispute is escalating between the city of Ouray and the town's only sworn police officer. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KVNF's Audrey McCabe has more.
Police Sergeant Matt Troxel has filed a lawsuit against the city, accusing officials of broken promises, retaliation, and defamation. Troxel has accused city leaders of recruiting him from a federal career with the CIA by making promises about training and job conditions that were never fulfilled. He also claims he was placed on administrative duty and stripped of responsibilities after raising concerns about missing personnel records and a lack of training within the police department. The city council recently decided to continue contracting with the sheriff's office rather than rebuild an independent police department, citing cost concerns. For KVNF, I'm Audrey McCabe.
A new study reveals low morale and staffing concerns among federal wildland firefighters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters conducted a survey of more than 800 federal firefighters. Roughly three quarters have considered leaving the profession. Only 11% would recommend the work to others without reservation. Many worry that crews are insufficiently staffed to respond to wildfires. The group acknowledges that respondents with the strongest grievances could be overrepresented. Bobby Scopa, Grassroots Vice President, says that reforms in recent years have improved the situation.
We got them the permanent pay raise. We've got the correct job title for them. We're recognizing the health problems. But it's like a tidal wave of tough conditions that we're expecting our firefighters to deal with.
She says some proposals from leadership could help address firefighters' concerns, but that it will take a concerted effort to reverse trends that have built up over decades. Federal agencies did not immediately provide comment on the report. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
In statewide news, nearly 170,000 ballots have been returned for Colorado's primary election so far. That's out of over 4 million active voters, according to the Secretary of State's office. Roughly the same amount of Democrats, Republicans, and independents have returned their ballots, but Democratic women are showing the most turnout so far. About 1,700 Garfield County voters and 1,200 Eagle County voters have mailed or dropped off their ballots already, but the state reports just 45 Pickens County residents have submitted their votes. Yvonne Woods, the former Colorado Bureau of Investigation forensic scientist, who was accused of mishandling evidence for decades, may be changing her plea. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
An intern first discovered anomalies in Woods' work in 2023. It prompted investigation and ultimately led to 102 felony charges. During her 29 years at CBI, Woods worked on more than 10,000 cases. More than 1,000 of those were reportedly impacted by her alleged misconduct. In February, Woods pleaded not guilty to all the charges. During a court proceeding on Monday, the judge said the parties would schedule a change of plea hearing. If she doesn't change her plea, trial is scheduled to start in late September. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Xcel Energy wants to keep the lights on at an aging coal plant until 2028. It was supposed to close last year. The company asked state regulators earlier this week to let it extend the life of Comanche 2 in Pueblo. Eric Frankowski with the Western Clean Energy Campaign said that was a mistake.
They're slow walking their way to weaning themselves off of coal, and it's problematic from our perspective.
The move comes as the Trump administration has been bullish about coal. Earlier this month, the administration asked Xcel for more information about its Colorado coal plants. Cigna is leaving Colorado's individual health insurance marketplace in 2027. CPR health reporter John Daly reports.
The state insurance division confirms the departure, blaming it in large part on Congress's failure to extend enhanced premium tax credits that help people afford to buy insurance. Republicans, who control the majority, made the move over the objections of Democrats who wanted the credits continued. Colorado is one of 11 states where Cigna is leaving the individual market. 40,000 Coloradans in 11 counties will be affected and need to look for another insurer next year. Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway says the state still has a competitive marketplace and says restoring the credits is the best way to keep costs affordable. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado remains in the grip of a severe drought, but there's some hope on the horizon. John Meyer is with the Utah Climate Center. During an official drought update earlier this week, he said the western U.S. might get more monsoon rains this summer.
The expectation is that seasonal outlook will translate to drought improvement and maybe a few areas of drought removal.
That's because El Niño will likely cause higher water temperatures in the Pacific and send extra moisture to the Rocky Mountains, likely by August or September. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Michael Finelli and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host, Reagan Mertz. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.